Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Farmer.
Good morning. How are you doing today, Kevin?
I'm confused today. Okay. I've got a lot going on.
All right. Well, we're at the beautiful studio of WTBR 89.7, Pittsfield's Community Radio, and WSBR 88.1 in Lee. And we welcome you and Kevin, too, to another edition of the Sunday Sounds of Ireland.
Yes, we're at show number 303 on this incarnation.
I have 303 since we started here
at WTBR.
Six years ago?
At this station?
At
really?
This
wow.
Station. Yeah.
So you're going to be hearing from the Fingal Trio when I play, and David Munnelly, the Saw Doctors, and the Villagers. See, I got a Saw Doctors lined up.
Oh, boy. I wonder what song you're going to play on that.
I'm going to play Sing a Powerful Song.
Uh-huh.
So, how about you, Farm?
I got some of that. One more song left on that Amble album. And I think today we're going to play a little bit of Gaelic Storm. And I think I'll find something else. I haven't really prepared myself.
All right, we're starting off the show today with the Fingal Trio from their CD, From Galway to Dublin, Early Recordings of Traditional Irish Music.
Thank you. They say that you cannot go. That you can never go. Go back. It's like trying to start when you're on a hill, if you start to go back, very hard to go forward. What if you cannot go, what if you can never go? Never go forward. Without going back. Back. Back to your childhood. There's people back there. Important people. Looking for you. Looking for a child. A child that left them and never came back. They know who you were.
ago. When they think our greatest asset can be mined, dug up and sold. When the factories are all closing like they are in our hometown, and your friends are looking out for work that's nowhere to be found. When the spirits they need are rising to be happy, proud and strong, it's time to sing, it's time to sing, sing a powerful song.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sounds of Ireland. This is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes. And you just heard from the Sod Doctors, a great Mayo band, and the title song to their CD, Sing a Powerful Song. They were very popular there in the early 10s in Mayo, and they should have been because they're a very good band. And before that, you heard from Les Mueller and David Munnelly, in their title song from the CD, I don't even want to call it a song, a recitation, I guess, from their CD, Detached. And we started off today's show with, as I indicated earlier, the Fingal Trio with the CD From Galway to Dublin, Early Recordings of Irish Traditional Music. And that particular traditional music was recorded in London. So next we're going to hear from you, Farmer.
We're going to kick this set off with Amble.
Oh, thank you.
It's a good album.
Yes, you played it last week.
Jim and I are no friends. Thought that I would be satisfied, and I loved you. Yes, I loved you, and I loved you for a while. Call me the breeze, call me the wind, call me the sky, I'm waving by. Call me the breeze, call me the wind, call me the sky, Gemini. Thought that I would be satisfied, 'cause you slept all day and drank all night, and I loved you. Yes, I loved you, and I loved you for a while. call me the breeze, call me the wind, call me the sky, waving goodbye. Call me the breeze, call me the wind, call me the sky, Gemini. Our brief love affair is destined for hate, for disrepair. We were too late, but I didn't care, 'cause I loved you. Yes, I loved you, and I loved you for a while. Call me the breeze, call me the wind, call me the sky, I'm waving high. Call me the breeze, call me the wind, call me the sky, Gemini. Thank you.
took a little time to get free. It took a little time to be honest. Took a little time to be me. I took a little lover, but then we parted. It took a little time to get over this. And from time to time I get heavy-hearted, thinking of how we used to kiss. Courage, it's a feeling like no other, let me tell you, yeah. Courage, in harmony with something other than your ego. Courage, the sweet relief of knowing nothing comes for free. Do you really want to know? About these lines on my face. Well, each and every one is testament to all the mistakes I've had to make. To find courage, it's a feeling like no other. Courage, in harmony with something other than your ego. Courage, the sweet relief of knowing nothing comes for free.
That was the Villagers, I should say, with their album, Darling Arithmetic. I'm really good at pronouncing things today for some reason.
You're not hearing it well.
That's true. I'm not hearing well. I have something going on with my ear. Thanks. I'll share that with my listening audience. And but the name of the song was Courage. And that was number three. Number two was from Perpetual Twilight, the Choral Scholars of University College Dublin, which I play frequently, with their song, well, the instrumental, really, Amirgan. And it was one of the students there whose name is Ivo Antonini.
Ivo Antonini.
So he's responsible for that song. And you started us off.
I did. I started us off with Amble again. We got maybe one more song, and then everybody would have heard the whole album. The song was called Gemini.
Okay.
And it was a catchy tune.
It was a catchy tune.
And now I think I'm going to start this one out, am I?
Yeah, you are going to start, but let me do the St. Patrick's Day.
I forgot. We're losing it.
So, St. Patrick's Day is coming. Trust me, I know it. Because all the busyness surrounding the holiday, as far as the Irish Club is concerned, has commenced. But for people to know, it is be on Saturday, March 14th, at the Elks Lodge in Pittsfield. It will feature the corned beef and ham buffet. It will feature Mary Brinton on bagpipes. It will feature Mary Ann Brinton will be the entertainment. The Breffni School of Irish Dance will be performing at 7. The doors will open at 5. Dinner will be at 6. And the entertainment, i.e. the Breffni School of Irish Dance, as well as the Honoring the Person of the Year, will take place at 7 o'clock. And the Person of the Year this time around, drum roll, is Philip O'Rourke.
Philip O'Rourke.
Yes.
All right.
First to be called Philip O'Rourke. So we will do that. And not only is he a renowned teacher in the city, but he's also partially part of the team that did the carousel down there.
Excellent.
On Center E by the Big Y. So I know that took a lot of effort, a lot of community time that he donated on behalf of that project. And we want to honor him from the Irish Club's point of view for that accomplishment. So Phil O'Rourke is the Irish American of the Year for the year 2026.
Yay!
Yay! Drum roll. Okay. You're going to start us off, Farmer?
Yes, I am. I'm going to start us off with the Narrowbacks.
Okay.
Come all ye young rebels, and list while I sing. For the love of one's country is a terrible thing, and it banishes fear with the speed of a flame, and it makes us part of the patriot game. My name is O'Hanlon, and I just turned 16. My home is in Monaghan, the place I was weaned, and I learned all my life cruel England's to blame. So now I am part of the patriot game. This Ireland of ours has too long been a free. Six counties lie under John Bull's tyranny. So I gave up my boyhood to drill and train, and made me a part of the patriot game. They told me how Connolly was shot in a chair. His wounds from the fight and all bloody and bare. His fine body twisted, all battered and lame. They soon made me part of the patriot game. We'll be right back.
Patriot game. And now as I lie here, my body on holds, I think of those traitors who bargained in souls. And I wish at my rifle I'd given the same to those quislings who sold out the Patriot game. Thank you.
And Aaron called the brave and true to strike the tyrant down. And freedom's voice in thunder flew through valley, camp and town. When our old flag of green and gold was to the breeze upthrown, the first to step beneath its fold was Mike from Garryon. For Ireland and her holy cause, his heart was all aglow. And to the Saxon tyrant laws, a fierce, unflinching foe. In manners mild yet fierce in fight, with muscle, blood and bone. To strike a blow for Ireland's right, brave Mike from Garryon. In 48, by Maher's side, he roamed an outlawed man. Force like the wolf, his head to hide, on the bleak old Slievenamon. And hunted down by the Saxon sway, from country, love and home. With a heavy heart, he sailed away, far, far from Garryon. And long he waited, watched and prayed, that once more he might see the boys in battle line arrayed, the sunburst floating free. To see poor Erin's exile stand, defiant, firm, alone. And strike one blow for motherland, and one for Garryon. When O'Neill our banner raised at Limestone Ridge that day, Mike's Irish blood with ardour blazed, impatient for the fray. No slave was he to brute control or bend to foreign throne. A spotless Fenian heart and soul was Mike from Garryon. And when he formed in battle line, dressed in his Irish green, firm as the rugged mountain pine, with bold defiant mien. You think you saw Lord Edward there, brave Emmet or Wolfe Tone. His was the heart to do or dare, bold Mike from Garryon. By heaven, 'twas worth a brave man's life to see our columns tread, to see the green flag in the strife wave o'er the English red. And when the battle cry rang out in bold and fearless tone, the loudest cheer, the boldest shout was Mike from Garryon. And on the scarlet hirelings came to crush us in their might, their rifles raining fire and flame, the bayonet shining bright. Fierce is the fight at every stroke, a foe is overthrown. As in the fire and flame and smoke, the Mike from Garryon. I saw him stand among his foes, the bayonets flashing round. I saw him in his death grip close, his lifeblood on the ground. I saw him stand and gasp for breath, I heard his latest moan. And Sarsfield died no braver death than Mike from Garryon. We wrapped him in his Irish green and laid him down to rest, beside a fair Canadian stream, his shamrock on his breast. And brothers, comrades, ne'er forget, we've yet to claim our own. And strike a blow for Ireland yet, like Mike from Garryon.
That was Derek Warfield, Sons of Erin, name of his album. Mike from Garryon is the name of that tune. He's from Limerick. Not Derek, but Mike from Garryon was from Limerick. Huh. And before that, you heard from False Lancome with Master Crowley. And you had something for us, Farmer.
I did. I started that set off with the Narrowbacks, and the song was The Patriot Game.
Ah, excellent. On this day in Irish history, on February 15th, 1995, an international football match between the Republic of Ireland and England being played in Lansdowne Road in Dublin had to be abandoned after 27 minutes when riots broke out in the stadium. Imagine in Ireland, whoever heard of those things. This was shortly after David Kelly scored the only goal of the match 22 minutes in. A goal from England's David Platt in the 26th minute was ruled offside, a decision that prompted England fans to begin hurling down missiles from the west upper stand, including bottles and pieces of wood broken off from the seats. Underneath them, fans in the lower stands poured out into the pitch to avoid being hit. The manager of the Ireland team at the time was England's own Jack Charlton. Fearing a backlash for the England team, as well as the possibility that England would no longer be allowed to host the 1996 UEFA European Football Championship, Charlton said, "The whole nation is going to suffer because of 2,000 lunatics. It's crazy." He consulted with the England manager, Terry Venables, saying, quote, "Get your lads together and we'll try to get away on one bus." Brendan O'Byrne, the security officer for the Football Association of Ireland, would later say, "It was like Beirut up there, a war zone. Riot police were called in, dozens of them were injured, dozens of people were injured, and 40 arrests were made." It transpired that the England fans had been infiltrated by members of neo-Nazi group Combat 18, who had been planning the riot for 3 months. Peter Bain, Member of Parliament for Neath, in a letter to The Guardian, said that, quote, "Wednesday night's events were not mindless thuggery, but organized political violence. Leaflets were circulated at football matches in London last Saturday, which advertised the Ireland match and actively encouraged violence." So, and you've got something for us, too,
Yeah, Brian. You know, I was just thinking that you were talking about a soccer match, and, well, we might as well talk about the Winter Olympics.
That's right.
That's going on right now, and I don't know if we're about halfway through it or not yet, but a date for the update from Ireland is they have 0 medals.
Oh, dear.
And they're currently standing 22nd. On the other hand, the U.S. is up to 3rd spot behind Norway and Italy. So we got one good thing to look forward to.
We do. Maybe the Irish will improve.
Yes, let's hope so.
And there's no such thing as winter in Ireland, so that's probably why. There's winter in Italy? Who knew? Anyway.
Yeah, northern Italy for sure.
Northern Italy. So number seven from you, Farm.
Yes.
Yes.
Mary's eyes are startling blue, and her hair's Newcastle gold, and she walks the thin white line between the body and the soul. She's as faithful to her history as a novice to his fast, for she's standing on the bones of Ireland. She is singing of the troubles and the fire in the land, till I can almost feel the famine slipping through my trembling hand. And I wonder as I hear her that the spirit still shines through, and she can reach across the ocean deep and break my heart in two. Mary is wise, she is foolish. She's as constant as the tide, for it's a woman's heart that beats beneath that stubborn Irish pride. We are saints and we are sinners. We are heroes, we are thieves. We are all of us beginners on the road to Galilee. She is singing of the troubles and the fire in the land, till I can almost feel the famine and she can reach across the ocean deep and break my heart in two.
And
That was very nice. That was Mick Maloney, Jimmy Keane, and Robbie O'Connell with the tune Kill Kelly. And this is Kevin Kale and Farmer Hugh saying goodbye for another week. Please listen to our show again next week, and please listen to all the locally produced programming here at 89.7 FM WTBR Pittsfield Community Radio and 88.1 WSBR in Lee.
And I wish everybody to have a good week. Again, like Kevin said, listen to our show again next week. I just want to make sure that everybody stays tuned to us because we always got something going on here. And keep your eye on the Irish team in the Olympics. And everybody be good, be kind, and keep your Irish eyes a-smiling.